to take the water with one kli and then pour it into another kli. That's midiraisa. This first drusha that we make is only a chumri midrabbanan. It's only a mile and a smachta that the rabbanan said we're making a chumri here. Even though midiraisa, you're allowed to pour the water from one kli to another kli, the rabbanan made a chumri. No, you're not allowed to pour it from one kli to another kli. So you see, the rabbanan goes and makes miles by kachim. So drashiyela mile biyalmu midrabbanan shetechiyusan bekli. The Rabbanan son made a chumra. So about you see the Rabbanan made chumras here by Hegdish is Hachinami, the same thing by Yososo Milo. You can make a Milo Rashi. Hachinami Milo Biyamahu. He ain't Zriel Truma. The Asura Malechel. Hatayah Bayalo case also. That there's a Milo, the Rabbanan made this Milo, that if you have this Truma that was Tomei, and now you plant it in the ground. Even though midiraisa now, this seed becomes tor, and that's why it's not matam or something else. But midirabbanan though, you could say rabbanan will machmir. So it's not bringing a rai that rabbanan made chumris by kachim. It's still a bit of shver rashi, who it's not a rai that kedushas apem. Rashi before said we're bringing a rai that kedushas apem. And then Rashi goes to say it's a rai to truma. By truma there wasn't a shalaf of kedushas apem. Tez learns a different pshat here. This is shver Rashi. Tez also the pirush Rashi doch. This is shver Rashi's pshat. But it's all part of the Gemara's bringing a raya that you see the Rabbanan didn't make certain chumis. The Gemara vayt them. And now the Gemara says the bigger chiddush even. Afan na naim etanin. Omer Rav Simi bar Rashi. Afan na naim etaninim. I'll bring you another raya to the same yisoid that certain times we make chumis. What's the raya? The modern raya here. Toval. If a person went to the mikvah, the yola, a guy that was about carry. And he went to the, or else, no, a mechusa kapurim, a guy that was a zav, or a zav, or a yeledis, nishna gave birth. Allah Chavish, she has to bring a korban. Now comes the seventh day, when she's tor, when she could go to the mikvah, tova, they went to the mikvah. The old, they came out of the mikvah. Is loichel b'maiser. That's the locher. Once you go to the mikvah, you're allowed to eat maiser rishon, maiser sheni, you're allowed to eat it. Herev shimshoi, when it comes to night time, then loichel b'truma. But before it came night time, you called the tfu yoim, you went to the mikvah, but you have to wait till night, you're not allowed to eat truma. When it comes night time, that's when you're not eat truma. Of the diak is betrumin, the kodeshim loy. That's the law. Calls them on, you have to bring the korban, you call them a chusa kippurim. Somebody that didn't bring his korban is not allowed to eat kachim. So only truma, you can eat and not kachim. There's a kashra mai. Why can't you eat kachim now? Or the chura, even truma. Why can't you eat truma here? Torhu, the chura, this person went to the mikvah. About he went to the mikvah, really the tumah should go off him. How come the Torah said, a tful yoyim keni truma, and how come a mechusa kippurim keni kachim? He went to the mikvah. So in Svari should be allowed to. Ella, what do you have to say? That Mila, even though this is midiraisa, but you see the Rabbanan, the Torah gufa made chumris. So about you see the Torah was machmir, who didn't the Rabbanan learn out from the Torah, we could also be machmir. Well, that's what you have to say here. Hochinami, Mila. By our case also, the Rabbanan made a Milo by Truma, to say Truma doesn't become Tommy. And Rashi says, Hochinami Milo, Biyamu, the Tanina of Rashi, the Ovid Rabbanan Milo Bekodeshim, Afilu Midiraisa. What does it mean, Afilu Midiraisa? That we see the Torah was Machmir. Once we see the Torah was Machmir, we have a right to learn out the Rabbanan should also be Machmir. Rashi Bekodeshim Loi, in Tumas the Bas Kapori, if a person is allowed to bring a korban, even though he went to the mikvah that day, and he waited at night already, but he has to bring the korban tomorrow, up until he brings his korban, he can't catch him. So going, Zav, Zav of Yeledis. Why not? You have to say, Sam, the Torah was Machmir. So this is a modern Gemara. I mean, usually when a Torah says something, it's not called Chumrah. Like, that's the din. Akasha of Amaisa, why the Torah said it? The Torah says it's full yayim. Close them out, doesn't come nighttime, even though you went to the mikvah, for Truma, you're not allowed to eat. The Gemara's not even going, but like, why not? Since you went to the mikvah, and that's the Ikam Etayr, really the Tumah went off it. So why do we say you can't eat truma? Stam a chumra. So the Rabbanan learn out from here, we also have rights to make chumras. Come on, Nacharaya. Amar Ashi, Afan Anamitanin. I'll bring another raya, the same type of pshat. The Pasuk says via Bosser, that what le rabbois es eitzim l'hoina, that the Bosser could become tummy if you have kachim. Rashi said, Rashi via Bosser, kol tor yecham, vav yisrael, there's an extra vav here, le rabbois eitzim l'hoina shakaydish l'tumma. That even the wood that you use to burn on the Mizbeach, or the Levoina, the senses, could also become Tomei, even though they're not an Eichel. But you have a Xerath Kosov, though, Viha Bosa, next Shavov, that not only does meat become tamei, but even the eitzim, even though usually only a neichel could become tamei, not wood. Wood is not a kli, a pshuti eitz is not makabel tuma. But if there's a cost of the wood you use on the mizbeach is makabel tuma. The Rambam says eitzim levona. Is the kash eitzim levona bnei eitzim uninu? Why is it tamei? It's not a kli. It's not a neichel. Why is it makabel tuma? Ela Maila. You see, the Torah was machmir by kachim. The Torah said nu chidushim by kachim. Even though a regular case of a piece of wood is not makabel tuma, by kachim the Torah was machmir. Say this makabel tuma. Hatayochinami Maila. The same thing you say by Shumer also by kachim. The Torah, the Rabbanim learn out from here. We have a right to make milas, even though really it should be kambatum, or really it should be tor, but still the Rabbanim make milas and it's not tor. Let's see the Mishnah. Now come back to Pesachim. Elu dvorim shodim yoytzedem yidei chavosim bepesach. These are the different type of grains that you're allowed to make matzah, and if you eat matzah on Pesach, you yoytzedem mitzvah matzah. Bechitim, you can make matzah out of wheat. Bisarim, you can make it out of barley. Bekusman, out of spelt. Or bishifan, out of rye. Or bishibol shol, out of oats. These are the five minei tfuah that still make chomets if you let it stay too long, and you make it the right time, it's yoytzedem matzah. From oats, from all these five minim, are the five minim. Shrashi, Eilu Dvorim, Shodim Yosvim Nechavosim. Mishum Choyvas Matzah B'Lel Rishoyna. Shum Mechuyiv Lecho Matzah, K'dichsir, like we had before, the area of Teichlu Matzah, the special mitzvah. Even Bizman, there's no Korban Pesach, still there's a mitzvah sesay, Tid Matzah L'El Pesach. The Bozal, the area of Teichlu Matzah. Now, how do you make your matzah? It has to be from one of these five things. So these are the five minim that are so called dogen. Right? The yoytzim b'demai. Even if you bought this wheat off an amoritz that you're supposed to take off trumas meiser, still you yoytzim the mitzvah. Rashi yoytzim b'demai. Tfua nokochim miyamoritz. If you bought this wheat off an amoritz, v'nekras demai. That's a loch always of demai. What does that mean? Sofik yisro, sofik lo yisro. We have a suffix if the Amoris took off Trumas Maisus or not. The Chayv Uchachom Leafrisha Masrasim. Mis suffix. The Midrabonon, you're mechuyev to take off Maisus before you eat it. The Yamacho Matzim Imeno, Vulay Yafrisha Maisim Imeno Yotzim. The Chiddush is, even if you didn't take off the Trumas Maisus, that you're not allowed to eat it, but I call upon if you did it, though, Yetzir the Mitzvah. Who are din of a Maisur Rishon Shinoklu Trumosai? Over Maisur Sheni, the Hegdish Shiniftum. Yet Hegdish and Maisheni that you were poidon. So pshitlu churmoz yafkasha pshiti yoytzer mitzvah. Zakanim b'chalom. Zakanim are allowed to eat chalom. If they make their matzah out of chalom, they yoytzer. Uve truma. Who then, if a kohen makes his matzah out of truma, he's also yoytzer. Because the kohen is allowed to eat truma. Avoloi b'tevel. If a tevel is not simid iraisam, you're not yoytzer, they matzah. Voloi b'maisa rishon shlo not b'shumosoi. Maisa rishon that you do not take off truma's maisa. There's an issa, a chi of midiraisa tidit, it's a chi of misa. Therefore, not yoytzer, they matzah. If you weren't poyed to the Hegdish of the Maisa Sheini, outside you shalayim, you're not allowed to eat it. It's also midiraisam, so you're not yet to the matzah with it. Chalas ha-toydum. Let's say you made the bread that you bring for korban toydum, or a kike nozer. These are not chomets. And whilst the bread you bring by nozer is also liyatza, if the person made it for himself, his own private use, and yoytzim behem. You can't use this for matzah. Because we'll see in the Gemara, there's a mitzvah he's supposed to make the matzah lishmo. The Shein Mitzvah Matzah. These things were made the Shein Mitzvah Toidah. Therefore, it's possible for Matzah. Also, Limchor, Peshuk, but if you made it to sell on the street, then Yoytzim Behem. Then we say you didn't Badafka make it the Shein Mitzvah Toidah, you made it Sam. So then you could use it for Matzah. Because Chomet is not Chomet here. You watch those things, they also should not become Chomet. So on your question, it wasn't made the Shein Mitzvah Matzah. So if you only made it to sell on the street, we say.
You're holding daf lamed hay. You'll start the Mishnah over again. Elu dvorim shodim yoytze behem yidei chavose bepesach. These are the things that you could be yoytze the mitzvah matzah on Pesach. It's which type of wheat, which type of flour could the matzah be made from? Bechitim, it could be made from wheat, make the wheat into flour. Bisorim, you can make it from barley wheat. Bekusmin, you can make it from spelt. Uveshifon, you can make it from rye wheat. Or v'shibor l'shol, or from oats. These are the five mini dogim that you could be yoytzer the mitzvah matzah with. So Mishnah says v'yoytzim b'demai. Yeah, v'yoytzim b'demai. V'yoytzer with demai also. Now demai is peiris that you bought from an amoritz. even though midrabbanan you're not supposed to eat these wheat yet until you first take off trumas meiser. Still, b'dieved, if you made matzah out of it, you are yotze, and we'll see in the Gemara why. Over meiser rishon shenot l'trumasai, if you have meiser rishon that you didn't give to the Levi, but you took off the trumas meiser from it first, you can also be yotze the mitzvah with this type of a matzah. Over meiser sheni, if you have a flour wheat that was meiser sheni, the hegdish, or else you were makdish it, sheniftu, that you were poyder it. Poyder it means you took off the gedusha of the hegdish off this the flour, or else it was meiser sheni, also you were poyder the gedusha's meiser sheni onto the money, and now the flour becomes like chulin. So the churim pshita, you could be yotze the mitzvah's matzah, like why not? It's regular flour now. For akahanim bechala, the kahanim could be yotze the mitzvah matzah if chala. If they took off challah, and this a kain is allowed to eat, so if he makes matzah from it, he's yotze the mitzvah's matzah. Of course, also pshita. Uve truma, same thing. If a kain has truma, a kain is allowed to eat truma. If he makes matzah from his truma, he's yotze the mitzvah. So the Mishnah avoloi b'tevel, but you cannot be yotze matzah if you made it from wheat that is tevel, that you did not take off any truma samaisis at all. That's also midiraisa tzechi of misa b'dei shemayim if you tevel. Therefore, you're not yotze yidei matzah. Even if you took off truma gedola, but you did not, then you have the meiser rishon, and you did not give it to the Levi, and you did not take off the trumas meiser from it. The halacha of meiser rishon is you separate one tenth that's supposed to be given to the Levi. Now, from this one tenth that you give the Levi, that's called meiser rishon. You're supposed to take off another tenth of that, which is called trumas meiser, and give it to a kohen. And if you didn't do that, it's still called like tevel, and there's also a chiv misa if you eat it. So therefore, you're not yoytze mitzvah matzah if you have this meiser rishon that you did not take off the trumas meiser yet. For loy be meiser sheni, you're not yoytze with meiser sheni. For hegdish, shalei nifto, for it's also pshita. If you have this wheat from meiser sheni, or else as hegdish, and you go make it into matzah and eat it, pshita, you're not yoytze the mitzvah, because it's an avera to eat it. Now, Rashi here in the Mishnah says a really a pshat why you're not yotze on these things. Rashi says, by the kahanim b'chala v'truma. A kohen could be yotze the mitzvah if he eats chala or he eats truma. So Rashi, ava yisroel b'truma loy. But if yisroel eats truma, he's not yotze the mitzvah. Kedi alef l'kamon, that Gemara learns out later, the Pasuk says, loy toichal olav chometz, shivas yomim toichal olav matzis. V'dashin mi she'enoi muzer al chimutzoi ele mishum chometz. You only yotze such a matzah that the only aver is if it becomes chometz, you're not allowed to eat as chometz. But no other aver is upon this chayfetz. Is that the yotze boy the chayfetz matzah? Yotze zeh she iso machmas iser acher. Mashenkin, if it's truma or any other iser, since besides the iser, if it would become chometz, you're not allowed to eat it. There's another iser involved. There's an iser of a truma involved. There's an iser of challah involved. Therefore, you're not yotze the matzah. Right, we'll see more in the Gemara. So the Mishnah later, Chala is ha-toida. If you have chala that you made to bring for a korban toida, which is also matzit, not chametz, or a kikei nozer, these are also type of matzit that you bring for the nozer when he brings his korban, and really they're not chametz, really they're made to be nizer, it should not be chametz. Still, also liyatzmoy, if a nozer or a person has to bring a korban toida, made these matzis, lishain, for his korban, and yotze behen, you cannot now on Pesach b'night use a tea to be yotze the mitzvah's matzah. And we'll see in the Gemara why not. Because it wasn't made l'shem mitzvah's matzah. Like learn out from the Pesach, l'shmarta mesa matzahis, you have to watch the matzah, it should be done l'shem mitzvah's matzah. Now these matzahs you baked al-manas to use for korban toida, or else the nozer did it al-manas to use for his korban. Therefore you're not yotze yidei chavosin. What about also limcho bashuk yotzeben? But if he made it just amanat limcho bashuk to sell it, he did not make it to use for his own korban. He made it to sell. Then you are yotze. This could be good to use for matzah the first night of Pesach. And the svar is that when you make it only amanat to sell for someone that needs a korban toida or a nazir, it's not for sure they will buy it. And you have first in your mind on the tzad they will not buy it. You want it to be a regular matzah. So you didn't pedafka make it l'shem something else. This is also called l'shem mitzvah matzah chal on it. All right, we'll see more in the Gemara exactly this Gemara. Sati Gemara, Tana, learned in a Braisa, Kusmin, what is it after minchitin? Spelt is another type of wheat. It's in the wheat family. Sheboyle shirl, that's oats. Veshifen and rye, minsar. That's a type of, that's in the barley family. Kusman, what is the spelt? That's gulba. Shifrin, what is rye? That's dishra. Sheboyle shirl, that's oats. That's shivili tala. That's the names of what you call these. Drashi, what does it mean, minchitim? Linyin shruma. The interment mean min al shayna minoi. That when you wanted to mafri truma, you can't take from one min to another min. So it's nageya that if you have chitim, you're allowed to take truma from kusmin for the chitim. For tormin chitim al kusmin. Mashenkin, you can't do kusmin for barley, because it's not the same min. So that's what's nageya this braisa. That kusmin, spelt, and wheat is the same min. And the other ones, rye and oats, and barley is also the same min. Yeah, nurses weiter. Honey in, oiris v'doichin loy. So dig from the Mishnah, only these five minim can you make matzah from, and not from oiris, which usually means rice, or doichin of a milt. It's mino honey mili. How do we know only these five grains could you make matzah from, and not from the grain, and not from rice, or from milt? Omer Rav Shimon ben Lokish, v'chein tona d'veri Rav Yishmael, v'chein tona d'veri Rav Elezer ben Yaakov, omer akro, because the Pasuk says, Loy soichal olav chomitz, shivas yomim toichal olav matzos. So we dashing from this pasuk that says that you should not eat chomitz, but 7 days you should eat matzah. What are we dashing? That dvorim haboyim lidei chimutz, things that this type of grain, that if you make it into flour, if you let the flour stay long enough, it would become into chimutz, is odem yoytze v'hen lidei chavoseh b'matzah. Such type of grain, if you watch it before it becomes chametz, you are yotzei de matzah with it. Yotzu elu goes out these things like rice and like milt, shein boinu de chimutz. They never come to de chimutz. If you would make flour from rice and put water into it, you let it stay as long as you want, it wouldn't come to de chimutz. Therefore, you're not yotzei de matzah. Elo de sirchen. These eloli de sirchen, these things only come to de sirchen. Sirchen means like they stam spoil. But they don't become chimus like cracky the way flour and the way wheat would become. So the Gemara, so that's the pshat why Uriz v'derichin is no good. So the Gemara mas nisin the late Rabbi Yechin ben Uri. Therefore our Mishnah that holds only these five things and nothing else does not go like Rabbi Yechin ben Uri. The Omar, because he says, Uriz min dogin. He holds rice is also a type of a dogin, a type of a grain. V'chayove ma'achimut sekoros. And if you eat it on Pesach when it becomes chomitz, you're over the lav of eating chametz. So you see, according to Yechon ben Uri, Oris also becomes chametz. Therefore, you'd be out to the mitzvah's matzah with Oris also, according to Yechon ben Uri. Titania, we don't have a braisa. We have Yechon ben Uri, Oiseh, be Oris v'deichin. He says, Asis, you're not allowed to eat any type of a food that has rice or has milk in it on Pesach, nifnei shekorav lahachnis, because it's very easy to become chametz. Like Rashi says, if you have any type of a food on Pesach that has inside it some rice or some milk, he holds it's awesome. And why? Because it's a korov lechimutz, that Rashi alma boiler dechimutz. Because it comes with dechimutz, that comes very fast. All the day, yoitzin boi mishumatza. So according to Yechon ben Uri, since it comes with dechimutz, if you let it stay long enough, if you watch it and bake it faster, so you could be yoitzah the mitzvah matzah according to Yechon ben Uri. So our Mishnah does not go like Yechon ben Uri. So Gemara says now, Iboilhu, shekorov lahachmitz, does it mean the kodim umachmitz, that means it becomes chametz very fast. Oidilma, korov lahachmitz heavy, it only becomes close to an inyan of chametz. Or the chametz gomer lahevi, but maybe it really does not become chametz gomer. So the Rashi of Nafka Mina is the Ein Oynish Chorus. Close to chametz means when you let this type of a flour stay with water, it becomes close to being chimutz. Mashmitz also midirais, the Rashi saying, just it wouldn't be the chiyuv chorus. The chiyuv chorus is only by regular chametz, and not by such chametz maybe that comes from rice and from milt. So that's the shaila. What's trying to be in the menuri? So Rashi says, Tosh Shema, come, I'll bring you raya. Titania, we learned in a price like this. Omer Rav Yechon ben Uri, oiris min dogenu. You should know rice is mamish a type of a min dogen, type of a good grain. V'chayove ma'chumut sekoros. It says clearly, if you make chametz out of it and eat it on Pesach, you chayev koros. So you see, it's a regular chimutz. V'odem yoytzi bo yedei chavos v'pesach. And who adin, if somebody eats it on Pesach, makes matzah out of it, he could be yoytzi's mitzvah's matzah with it on Pesach. Versus V'chein hoye Rav Yechonah ben Uri Yomer. The same thing Rav Yechonah ben Uri used to say in another Kiddush, that krum is chayeves b'chala. Krum is another type of a grain that you make flour from. If you bake something with it, you make a dough with it, that dough is chayev and chala. For the Gemara, my krum is, what is this krum is? Om Rabbaya Shitznisa. For the Gemara, Vaitaheh Shitznisa, what is that? Om Rapapa Shitznisa Dimishtakcha Bene Kalnisa. It's a type of grain fibers that you find Ben Kalnisa. So Rashi says, Rashi says this is a ktsas, it's a ktsach, shakur v'nilabalaz, ogulhu, it's round. Kain d'urchin, it's a type of a milt. V'shochur, it's black. Another pshat Rashi says is you find it in rye. Some type of fibers of the grain. So according to Yechle Manuri, this is also mechuyiv in chal, if you make dough out of this. Omar rabba bar bachona. Omar resh lokish. Isa sheni lusha b'yayin b'shemen u'dvash. You have a dough. Pasha dough means you made it from flour, one of the five grains, it says like in the Mishnah. And instead of putting water into it, you put in either wine or else oil or else honey. Here's Allah ein chayov malchimutza kars. Hat resh lokish, if you let this dough rise and come into chametz and eat it on Pesach, you won't have a chiyuv kars feeding it. It's not chametz. Yosef Rav Papa, Rav Huna, Bred Rav Yeshua, Kain Mid Ravidi Baravin. They were sitting in front of Ravidi Baravin. The Yosef Ravidi Baravin, become a namnim. His Rav Papa and Rav Huna were sitting in front of Rav Avin when he was dozing off. Omalei Rav Huna. Rav Huna said, Omalei Rav Huna, Bred Rav Yeshua, Rav Papa. So Rav Huna, Bred Rav Yeshua, said to Rav Papa, my time with the Resh Lakish. What's the time with Resh Lakish? What's wrong with this dough that has inside it this wine and the shemen and vash? Why do you say it becomes chametz? You're not chayev karas if you eat it. Why not? Omalei answered back, the Yom HaKroah, the Pasuk says, lo yisaychal olav chametz, shivas yom teichal olav matzis. So we dash in dvorim shodim yoytzi behem yedecha vase b'matzah. Such a type of a grain that if you make it into matzah, you could be mekayim mitzvahs matzah, chayov malchamutze karas. If you let it stay longer with its water, and let it rise to become chametz, if you eat it, chayev karas. Fiho, mashenkin, this type of a dough, that you didn't put water in, you only put wine inside it, hoyu v'yeinodim yoytzi bo yidei chavosoi. If a person would make it into matzah, he would not be yoytzi his chayev matzah. Why? To have ilay matzah ashira. Because this is called a rich type of a matzah, it's not called lechem oini, you will not be yoytzi mitzvahs matzah. V'neila, ein chayov v'machemutze karas. That's what they wanted to say. Therefore, such a matzah, that instead of putting water inside it, you put wine or shemen or dvash, it's a rich type of a matzah. This matzah, you're not yoytzi yidei mitzvahs matzah. Therefore, such a dough, if you let it rise and come into chametz, you're not chayev karas feeding it on Pesach either. That's the way they wanted to answer. Rashi says clearly like that, b'yayin v'shemen le'nosen b'mayim. You do not put any water into it at all. And chayev machos karas, the meiperus ei machmitzen klakamon. Alright. So now the Havaminer is what's Pshat Resh Lakish. The Havaminer is even though it becomes a day chimutz, but since you're not yoytzi yidei matzah with such a dough, therefore there's no chiyuv karas if you eat such a dough of chametz. So the Gemara, Eisvei Rav Huna Bred Rav Yeshua Rav Papa. So Rav Huna Bred Rav Yeshua has the kasha back to Rav Papa. That can't be pshat. There's a dolocha that himchu, if you melt it down, like you have lechem, and you melted it down, the gomu, and you swallowed it. Notice you like dissolved bread in water, and now you drank it down. The locher is in chometzu einish koris. If you drank it down on Pesach, since it's chometz, yichayev koris. Via matzu, let's say you dissolved this matzu in water, and now you drank down this water, is alocha ein odim yoytzi yedei chavos b'pesach. You can't be in a kind mitzvah matzu, which is such a type of eating the matzu, by drinking it down. Now, the kasher is v'hocher, over here we see, such a type of a matzah that's dissolved in water, and you drink it down, you're not yoytze mitzvahs matzah. Still we say, v'chayov v'machamutze karas, if someone would have the same type of a bread, that's mamash chametz, and soak it down in water, and drink it down, it'd be chayev karas. Why? Why don't you say like you're saying Pshat Resh Lakish is, since this dough is a rich dough, that you're not yoytze mitzvahs matzah, you're not chayev karas. So say the same thing here also. Since by drinking down matzah, you would not be yoytze mitzvahs matzah, by drinking down chametz, you should not be chayev karas. And here we see now, even though you're not yoytze mitzvahs matzah, but still, since this is a heftzah, this is bread, what do I care now that you himchu, you dissolve it in water, but it's still called eating chametz. So it's a kasha and mashlokish. What do I care if this type of dough has the wine inside it? That you not yet to mitzvah matzah, but since lamais it's chametz, there should be a chiyuv karas for eating it on Pesach. So the Gemara is to say, "Who Ravidi Baravin? Ravidi Baravin now woke up. As before, they were talking in front of him, but he was sleeping before. Now he woke up. Amalu v'yens in the back, darbeki like little children. Hainu time of the Resh Lakish. I'll give you the real pshat in Resh Lakish. Mishum the heavy lu may peris. The pshat is because what did you put into this dough? True, you had flour, wheat flour, but you didn't put water in. You only put the may peris. That means the juice from fruit, either wine or else shemen or else honey." The klal is, when you only put in